Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Nah! That's the scariest thing!
Family!
I prefer murder. That's the scariest thing!
Welcome back to the episode, guys. Welcome back to the second best show on planet Earth.
Ski!
Obviously, you know how we do. We usually start with a question of the week, but I'm going to ask the squadron a question instead. So out of, this is all of you, by the way, out of TikTok, WhatsApp, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, what two apps would you delete forever?
Twitter, for one, for me.
I knew you were going to say Twitter, obviously.
Mm. That being said, I eat off Twitter. This is my bread and butter is from Twitter. So, but to be fair, as long as you don't delete it, it's calm. Twitter and what did you say? WhatsApp,
Twitter, TikTok, WhatsApp, IG, YouTube.
Damn! Do you know what's actually crazy? What I'm gonna have to say?
Well,
out of those that you've just said, I'm gonna have to say WhatsApp. You know?
Oh.
Okay.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
But it's actually gonna have to be WhatsApp.
Mm.
Wow.
Which I use so much.
Yeah. I feel like that's the app.
That's the app. Yeah, but like. Yeah. I needs my IG.
Yeah.
I actually need it.
Yeah.
I need TikTok.
Yeah.
I fucking need it.
Yeah.
I need YouTube.
Mm.
Yeah, I can't delete any of them.
Okay.
So WhatsApp would have to go.
Okay.
And I'll just
be an iMessage you.
Just be a little blue bubble you.
Yeah. Cool. So you're saying Twitter and WhatsApp. Ellis, what are you saying?
Twitter and TikTok.
Okay.
I don't use TikTok. My use it, I go on it like 10 minutes a week. I don't really use it.
Missing out, bro.
Twitter, I haven't used my fucking account in like 2 years. I don't use Twitter anymore. So yeah, man, definitely.
Okay.
YouTube is like the top one.
Fair. I want to guess yours, by the way, when we get to it.
Same. Twitter and TikTok. I don't use TikTok that much.
Okay.
Twitter, yeah, just gone downhill. Don't use it anymore.
All right, GG. You say you want to guess mine?
Yeah.
All right.
I think yours would be YouTube and TikTok.
Why?
YouTube?
Yeah. Because I know how he digests his content.
Oh.
And he loves IG. Mm. He's not leaving WhatsApp. Mm. He loves Twitter.
Mm.
So the only two left are TikTok and YouTube. I know TikTok's one of his. And the fact that TikTok's on all of your lists, you some old bitches. All three of you some old bitches.
Overrated,
TikTok,
man.
TikTok is, what the fuck?
It's overrated.
TikTok, dude. Pay for your desk, my guy.
It's not about, I don't agree that's overrated. I don't think TikTok's overrated. But I just think for me personally, I know what I was like during lockdown on TikTok, and I can't go back to that. You know, I wasn't sleeping. When I told you,
said
man,
it was telling you to get off.
Bro, I was getting ads saying, have you been on your phone for too long? And I swipe past that bitch and just continue it. It'll be sunset to sunrise, bro.
That's scary.
Bro,
that's
scary. It's not a joke.
Ridiculous.
It wasn't a joke. I was doing nothing else but TikTok.
I promise you right now, TikTok's not overrated, bro.
It's not overrated.
It's the app of the century.
I would say it's one of the greatest apps going.
Yeah. Oh, it's sick in terms of like what they've done, like motion and all that shit. Awesome. In terms of me using it, it's fucking so overrated. I'd much rather use... I use...
Fair enough, though.
For like the quick clips and stuff, I use IG Reels more than TikTok.
I never use Reels.
I'm always on Reels.
Promise you, if I had your phone for 10 minutes, knowing what I know about the shit that you'd like, I could make TikTok the most addictive app on your phone.
Mm. Yeah, your algorithm hasn't been...
Your algorithm hasn't landed, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Ubu Girls and Gaming.
Yours would be Ubu Girls, Gaming, and photography stuff.
Yeah.
I promise you, I promise you right now, you'd think this is the greatest app ever made.
Fair. To be fair, my algorithm is there's nothing. There's nothing on it because I'm never on it. So
you don't know them.
It's just random.
Yeah, bro. You're just getting people making like soy sauce from scratch.
Yeah.
That boring stuff. Nah, I'll get you that good stuff.
Fair. Yeah, I thought I'd ask that, see where everyone said.
What did you actually say you'd get rid of?
Yeah. To be fair, I never even said. I just agreed with you. But I do agree. Like, I can't get rid of WhatsApp. I feel like WhatsApp was my first form of app, I would say. And then I joined Twitter in like 2011. And me and Twitter are like this, bro. Me and Twitter are like this. I
actually joined Twitter the same week. I think all three of us probably joined the same week.
I swear.
And I got bored of it immediately.
Fair. Mm. I was into the culture.
Yeah. I didn't get exposed to the right stuff.
Yeah. You went on Black Twitter.
Yeah.
The algorithm for you wasn't messing.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. It was like, this is boring stuff, man.
Twitter for me, and obviously now, like, I just live on Twitter for this, obviously. So yeah, Twitter for me can't go. TikTok can go, because like Ellis said, I can be on TikTok probably 10 minutes a week and not feel fazed.
I could be on there for hours and hours.
That's why I'm not on it, bro.
Hours.
So addictive.
It's so addictive. It's scary.
I waste so much time on there. That's why I just can't.
I'm not proud of it.
I just can't. And then YouTube, you're right. I, as much as I love YouTube, I would miss a lot about it, but I'm more of a short form digestible type of guy.
Mm, so you'd live.
I live on the IG and I live on all the other things. But yeah, guys, answer at home. Which out of the five? Twitter, IG, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp. What two would you delete? Let us know in a comment
Americans
section.
Don't give a fuck about WhatsApp by the way.
So scrap WhatsApp. Americans, WhatsApp is not included in your bunch.
They don't give a shit about WhatsApp.
iMessage instead. iMessage instead, even though, yeah, whatever. But cool, that's out of the way. The IG question of the week this week was, what's the worst gift you've received from your partner or ex or person or whatever? I'm gonna let you man answer as well if and when you guys have an answer. But first come, first serve. My ex gave me stretch mark reduction cream as a birth gift 2 days after giving birth to our oldest child. What's a birth gift?
First of all, that was going to be number one question. The birth gift.
The gift is the child.
The child
is the gift.
The kids I put in there is the gift. I mean, I think you can see that two different ways. Like, okay. I don't necessarily think that's like, yuck, here's some cream. Mm. It could just be a case of like, first of all, fuck a birth gift. Mm. If I'm going to, I'm assuming this is a thing that you want. Like, I'm not even cussing
no
you.
No shade.
Yeah, no shade. Because like you said, it's like 2 days. I ain't seen that fucking stomach. Mm. After 2 days, you think I'm not seeing that thing for 6 weeks. Mm. So like, I'm just trying to be nice. Mm. Yeah, I don't think that's incredibly rude.
Fair.
I can see how it can be perceived that way. Mm-hmm. 100%. But I'm just trying to be nice.
Fair.
That's like, I don't even know. I don't even know what I could compare it to. But
it's just convenience.
Yeah, I'm trying to be convenient to you.
Trying
to help.
Trying to assist.
I'm just trying. Yeah, I'm literally just trying to be convenient.
Mm. All right.
What are your thoughts?
I feel like if I'm seeing it from her perspective, I feel like that's the last thing on her mind. In my opinion.
Facts is the last thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't think
2 days after, I'm sure it is the last thing.
It's the last thing on her mind. 2 days after giving birth, who gives a fuck about stretch marks one and stretch marks cream two?
Okay.
But that's where I'm coming from.
It'll very quickly come round.
If and when it does, but 2 days after?
Yeah,
who the fuck cares?
First of all, agreed, no one cares, but I'm assuming this is the husband, right? Or whatever. Partner.
Ex-husband now. Yeah.
Anything that is on top of your mind, I've already patterned it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, all these things that like, the things that you are genuinely thinking about in this moment of time,
yeah.
I got that.
Fair.
So this is, you ask for a fucking birth gift, whatever the fuck that is. So it's some cocoa butter, isn't it?
Fair. All right, next.
I wouldn't get the gift. I feel like I'm fighting for this guy. I would not get the fucking gift, but yeah. Anyway, carry on.
If you want to buy a cream, buy the cream, bro. Want to buy the cream, buy the cream. All right. She had taken my keys, got herself a set cut, then presented them back to me in a gift box and kept them, kissed me on the cheek and said, thank you. Had no idea she had even taken them. I'd come home from work and just find her lounging around in my place. I'm lucky to be alive.
I would drag her by her ankle.
Imagine, bro.
She came with the keys in the gift box, showed me her set of keys, kissed me on the cheek and said, thank you.
I would be right.
And then I just charge the whole thing thinking, this is weird. And then I come home tomorrow and she's there.
She's just there.
Lounging. The bar lounging.
Yeah.
Oh, lounging God.
Around in my place. Lounging
I'd have
around.
To throw hands. Yes, lucky to be alive is right.
It's disrespectful. Don't force yourself into someone's yard like that. Never do that.
I bet she thought that was cute as fuck as well.
100% she did. Without a shadow of a doubt, she thought it was. A positive pregnancy test.
That's the greatest, that's the worst gift you got from a partner?
Yeah. A positive pregnancy test. Yeah.
Cool.
A radio. I'm a grown ass woman. He made me unwrap a radio in front of my whole family. In front of my whole family.
Jokes. I would not know who to look up to
first. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't know where to place my anger.
Yeah. A radio. Do they even sell those anymore?
Bro, what's the point? A radio is crazy. A necklace made up of his dog's baby teeth. That sounds like a ritual.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. We weren't really dating, but he got me a bag with a woman's purse and everything still in it. Man's a thief. Man's just a thief.
He yanked that from a shoulder.
Yanked it and just re-gifted. Ah, happy birthday. A voicemail saying he's got chlamydia. A voicemail.
Should have picked up. It didn't have to be a voicemail. Yeah. I should have picked up. That's crazy. Voicemail. He thought, I'm not calling twice.
Fact.
Yeah, you're going to get the
best case scenario. I don't want to speak to you.
Yeah, I'm glad. This is jokes.
All right, what's the worst gift you've received from a partner? Silence on my birthday.
Damn.
Silence. Therapist recommendations.
That screams.
My stepbrother gave me a replica of his penis. He's a 6'7" gay black man.
I don't know what to say.
That's crazy. That's all that is. That's absolutely crazy. She sent me a collage of us, but accidentally put a pic of her and another guy.
No, she never. Listen to me, yeah? I think I'll hurt myself.
How?
Actually, because I'm contemplating, I don't know, I think I'll throw myself down the stairs. I can't see that. I promise you, I can't see that. A collage and I'm like, oh.
Cute.
And I'm seeing you posted up with an ex-brer. Who's obviously more handsome.
Yeah, obviously.
And he can't, like, he can't find trousers loose enough to cover that thing.
She's like, oops, how did that one get there?
She's never been happier.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, fuck's sake. And then yanks out. Park it. Not bin.
Park it. From
or bra.
Down the stairs. Oh.
Yeah. From downstairs, bro.
Worst gift. Nothing. He said he will never spend a single penny on me. Why are you guys together?
Why? I'll never spend... What conversation are we having for me to have to say to you?
Facts.
I'm never spending a penny on you.
Facts. That's an altercation.
Bro.
That's an altercation.
I don't rate you as a person. I'm not spending money on you.
A single penny on you. A book. And the book was titled, How to Stay Quiet.
Wow.
Another one. A coloring book so I could keep myself in line. Yeah. So I could keep myself in line. That layers.
Yeah, bro.
Layers. An excuse that it was stolen after delivery.
Oh my days, bro.
This guy, bro. Wallahi, a bit of tree trunk shaped like a heart. A pregnancy test from another bitch he got pregnant. He thought it was mine.
Man said, when are you going to tell me?
I'm gay. Why
do you keep this a secret? She said, who the fuck is that?
That's not even mine.
Whose pissy stick is that? That's not mine. And I said, charging it. Anyway.
All right, I got a couple more. Worst gift. A gold necklace with my first name and his last name.
Okay. I mean, it's butters. It's not as bad as a fucking pregnancy test from another ting. It's cringe.
It's scary.
Is it?
I feel like it's a lot, man.
It depends on the relationship. I mean,
yeah, of course it depends on the relationship.
If I'm with you for 6 months, I might wake you up like, morning, Mrs. Duncan, what are you saying?
Yeah, I feel like verbally, it's
a gold necklace is crazy.
See what I'm saying,
again, now
bro.
I'm deep in it. Someone had to mold that. I'm deep in it now. I'm
that's
with you now.
Effort,
I'm,
bro.
All I thought was the verbalization of it. Yeah.
It's different.
Okay, it is different. It is different.
Last but not least, I got a reply text saying, she's busy right now, lil bro. She's busy right now, lil bro.
Lil who?
Lil bro.
Oh, fam, stairs again, because tell me where you are. Lil bro.
She's busy right now, lil bro.
Just calm and collected. Calm, collected, real man.
Facts, bro. And he just went back to piping.
She's busy right now, little bro.
Yeah.
Stairs.
And do you know the peak is stairs? Do you know the peakest thing about it? Your girl would have read it and be like, oh, I can't bother to deal with this, and giving it to her.
Yeah, she unlocked the phone, read it, kissed her teeth, dashed the phone, carried on getting piped.
Yeah, she's like, don't worry, I'll do it.
A man replied, she's busy
right now,
bro. She was probably giving top. I'm just gonna say it. We're all thinking it. She was probably giving top. That's why man had both hands.
Free, yes.
She's busy right now, little bro.
Crazy.
There is no other option than stairs.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, welcome to the show, guys, man.
Welcome, guys. So, if you didn't already know, tickets are now on sale for our show at the prestigious O2 Arena in London.
Come on.
The show is named The Biggest You've Ever Had.
Boom.
Because your boys like nuance.
Facts.
Double entendres.
Facts.
We're about it.
Facts.
If you haven't already, please, 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 links in the bio, links everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Go and buy your ticket.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, we're recording this beforehand, so maybe they're sold out.
Gang.
if they are, then I presume Fu had lips to me. It was supple. There was adequate amount of tongue, and it did make me feel special. But if I haven't been lipsed, guys, go follow the link, buy your tickets right now, and please, 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 please enjoy the show. If you do like our content and you want a little piece more, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes,
and that's going to cost you a very, very, very humble £3 a month?
10p a day.
Run the pizza S&G.
Facts.
And indoctrinate yourself into this cult culture.
Yes, sir.
We're here. And it's a vibe over there.
Facts.
If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel.
Always.
If you're listening on any audio platform, please leave us a nice review.
Facts.
And without any further ado,
let's go.
It's time for our legendary game in which I am winning, but closely followed by Rem, and then
loosely followed by Ellis.
Loosely followed by Ellis, but you know what they say, turtle in the hair, you never know what's going to happen.
Facts.
Until it happens.
Yeah, I'm sick of losing. I'll go win today.
Let's go. That's the attitude I want.
Slow pace wins the race.
Top five.
This week's top five is, I want you guys to give me the top five countries with the most centenarians. That is people aged 100 plus. Top five countries with the most centenarians.
Never heard that word before.
You're
when
fine.
You said it, I was like, what?
When you said it, I rolled my eyes.
You're like, what the hell is
I was like, what
is
this game become? Yeah. Centenarians.
Yeah.
Locked.
Oh, that's pretty quick of you today.
Locked.
Locked.
Cool. Well played, gents. So, Rem, you locked in last. Can you give me your top five, please?
Yeah. So I've gone China.
Yep.
Japan.
Yep.
Thailand.
Yep.
Nepal.
Yep.
USA.
Yep. Ellis.
China, Japan, South Korea.
Yep.
India.
Yep.
And Spain.
Jimmy.
China.
Yep.
India.
Yep.
USA.
Yep.
Indonesia.
Yep.
And Japan.
Number 10. with 23,500 people of age 100, Germany.
Okay.
Number nine with 23.7K, Brazil.
Interesting.
Number eight with 25.9K, France.
Interesting.
Number six with 26.1K, Thailand. Very close.
Nice.
Number five with 27K, only two of you wrote this one down, India.
Okay.
Okay. Not necessarily, bro.
Number four with 43.6K, Malaysia. None of you wrote
down. Yeah.
Number three with 54.1K, China, which was everyone wrote down.
Okay.
Number two with 80.1K. Are you invested now?
Yeah, I'm locked in now. Always.
Face us, bro. Yeah, come on.
Are we still playing?
Hey, you got one. Oh, what's wrong, bro? All right, with 80.1K, USA.
Okay.
So far, James has three, Rem has two, Ellis has two.
Does Ellis not have three as well?
No, I've got two.
No, he's got China and India.
Yeah.
What have I got?
He's got China, India, USA.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be Japan.
And with 92.1K, Japan.
Fuck's sake.
Oh. So that's 4-3-3, yeah. It was close though. Was Nepal in the list? Not on this list.
I winged that.
Spain is in the list though. Spain is number 12. South Korea is number 11.
Damn. So
we're pretty close, Ellis.
I'm surprised Indonesia's not in there.
Indonesia is not on this list.
Damn, they just die. Because they got one of the highest populations, no?
I don't know. Indonesia?
When we did it before, I'm pretty sure Indonesia had a
maybe
very...
it's in the top 10, yeah. Maybe it's in the top 10.
So, there's a running theme here, gents.
What?
One of us wins most of the time. One of us watches the most TikTok. Coincidence?
Right.
No, I think not.
I don't think you're watching educational stuff on TikTok. Oh, all the
fuck
time.
You know about what I'm watching on TikTok.
Whoa,
my
whoa,
guy.
Whoa, whoa.
You're saying you're just learning.
Hey.
Okay.
My bro.
Okay. He's winning.
Hey, facts. One of us has the argument and the other one can't disagree with the argument. There's no facts. Sometimes I watch females dance to certain trend music. Females, particularly of a voluptuous nature, sometimes as well. Sometimes I like quiz games.
To be fair, when I'm on TikTok, sometimes my algorithm has quite a few quizzes on there, and I'm on it.
Creme de la creme. Can we please have the trash news of the day?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's that? 14 for me. 15.
15.
It doesn't matter
anymore.
It does
matter. 15.
It's
15.
15. 11. 4.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh god.
Trash news.
Oh, I saw this picture. I didn't read it though.
Same.
Following a lawsuit, Pennsylvania school district permits after-school Satan Club.
That is mad.
Mm-hmm. A Lehigh Valley school district settled with a satanic temple, resolving a lawsuit accusing the Pennsylvania district of discriminating against students for denying an after-school Satan Club access to a school building. Saucon Valley School District settles, paying $200,000 in attorney fees and granting the Satanic Temple and its after-school Satan Club equal access to school facilities. The group aims to establish clubs in response to existing religious groups on campus without endorsing religion in public schools. The organization said the after-school Satan Clubs are aimed at providing a fun, intellectually stimulating and proselytizing alternative to current religious after-school clubs.
Boy, they're just saying stuff.
I think they're saying
stuff. They're just saying stuff.
To make a point about discrimination of some sort of or another.
Religion.
Yeah. So if you can have so many different religions and different after-school clubs in their religion, then we are going to have this, is kind of the vibe I'm getting, basically.
I mean, that's clearly what the vibe is, but that's... I generally don't have much of an opinion because I think it's stupid. I mean, the comments clearly feel the same way, and I feel like it's just forcing inclusivity for no reason. Do you know what I mean?
Go on, finish your
I don't, like I said, I don't have much else to say. I think it doesn't make sense.
Well, it's not, I don't think it's 4 cents. So like, I'm gonna play devil's advocate, irony.
No pun intended.
Come on, yeah, you know. And based on the facts is like, they're not, it's not the teachers creating a satanic club.
Mm.
It's Bear Clips kids saying, we want a Satan club.
Mm.
And there's nothing a school can say. You can't deny kids a Satan club because you can't, because basically in a lot of schools now, from what I'm seeing, that you're not allowed to push religion.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, for you saying I'm not allowed a Satan club, you are saying I can't have a Satan club because it goes against religion. But you're not allowed to push religion on me. So you have to let me have a Satan club.
Yeah.
By the rules, according to this, bearing in mind, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with having a Satan club. I'm just saying, realistically speaking, if the rules of a school say you need, in order to form a club, you need 10 kids.
Mm.
The club can't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
It can't incite violence or commit crimes. If 10 kids come to you and say, we want a Satan club, and there is, for example, there's a Jewish club, a Christian club, a Muslim club, a Sikh club, Buddhist. There's a hockey club, there's any other, there's a Dungeons and Dragons club, there's all these things, and we want a Satan club. Because we want to educate ourselves on all this ridiculous shit. I don't see a justification for them to say no.
I don't, get me wrong, I completely understand that. I just don't, like, scroll up again. They said the After School Satan Club aimed at providing fun, intellectual, stimulating, and non, whatever that means, proselytizing. I don't even know what that means.
Don't know what that means.
Alternative to current religious after school clubs. And it's like, okay, you can have that with any club, but you don't have to call it the art. Like, it just reads so wrong. School Satan Club or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, what are we even talking about, bro?
There's kids like that shit, innit?
Don't get me wrong. I understand kids are kids and whatever, but it's also down to, obviously, adults are the ones that are allowing this club to run. So in a sense of them, like, designing it in an intellectually stimulating, fun way, understandable, because that's the only choice they have, because they can't obviously say, okay, it's a Satan club, we're gonna actually learn about the devil. So I don't know, you're gonna, I'm assuming you're gonna give me the definition of that word.
Yeah. So proselytism is the policy of attempting to convert people's religious or political beliefs. Carrying out attempts to instill beliefs can be called proselytization.
Oh, okay. So what they're saying is they're only allowed to do this club as long as you're not trying to convince people to become part of like a satanic cult.
And a non.
Non-proselytizing. Okay. So you're allowed to learn about Satan, but you can't worship Satan in this thing, is what
they're
saying.
You're not worshiping, you're not, like,
we're not converting people into satanic.
We're not instilling any beliefs.
You're just learning shit.
You're just learning stuff. Yeah.
I find it, I mean, it's hard to argue when now I know the definition of that. But it's also, I think the wordage of the club is very misleading.
Of course it is.
Like very, very, it's very, 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 very misleading.
They're going to get some people who attend that class.
Exactly, and get sucked in.
Yeah, they sucked in, but they don't realize
what they get sucked into. And that's how Sons of Sam starts, my bro. That's how these cults take. You might need to watch that. I said it before. Watch Sons of Sam. Bro.
Where is it?
Natty.
Okay.
Some cult shit, bro. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. This is how documentaries start, my guy.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And for it to be in America, standard.
Yeah,
it's, of course. Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
It's bonkers. Like, that won't happen in the UK. It just won't.
I do find it interesting, though.
What about it do you find interesting?
I just find it interesting
Of the free will of it?
Yes. I find it interesting that, because a lot of it can be put down to just like, we want to start this club to prove a point.
Mm. Yes.
We want to start a club to prove a point that, because, okay, the fact of the matter is, this is, again, I'm playing devil's advocate. The fact of the matter is a lot of people aren't religious. They aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But we still, especially in America, still live in a system in which people hold very religious values.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously, again, they will have a system in which they say, oh, we're not promote. You can't indoctrinate anyone into your religion. You can't promote your religion. You can have these clubs, but you can't like push religious this or that or that. But it's all founded on like a very religious structure. And creating something like an after-school Satan club and seeing people's reaction will prove when you're saying, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that, will also bring light to the fact that of like, the way that, the, because that's your reaction, what you're really telling us is that we're not truly a religiously inclusive place. There is a, you are pushing a somewhat Christian narrative here. Even if you're saying you're not, your reaction is telling me that you are.
But for them to say it's non-proselytizing, blah, 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 and not to the current religious after-school clubs, they've also said in the second paragraph that the school district has granted them a satanic temple. So that's a, what is a satanic temple? A temple is a place of worship. What are we actually talking about here?
Alternative to current religious. So, but also that's interesting as well though, because even here it says a non-proselytizing alternative to current religious after school clubs. So it means all the other clubs are allowed to do that. So the Muslim club, the Jewish club, the Christian club are allowed to worship and convince people, study and convince people to join their religion. They're allowed to do that. But this one is not allowed to do that. So again, it is somewhat pushing like a religious narrative to say, how come all these other clubs are, bearing in mind, it sounds like I'm agreeing with this thing. I'm really, not.
I know you're not.
I'm not telling you, man. I'm telling these, man. Because it sounds like I'm fighting for it when I'm, I just really find it interesting to play both sides of the field. It is interesting again to say that like, okay, cool. You can have your Satan club, but you are actively not allowed to convince people to quote unquote worship Satan. But some people, but the point is, what I'm saying is some people truly, 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 this is what I'm saying, because your reaction based on there is like, some people really do not believe in religion. Which means they really, 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 really do not believe in Satan. Which means they really, some people genuinely think all of this is just foolishness. So for them to join the Satan club is actually just a bit of fun and it's satirical. And it is humorous. And there are a lot of like scripture and stuff like that that could be interesting to read. If you're coming at it from like a completely objective, just like, oh, this is just educational. Just like I might want to read the Quran just for education to see how these people think.
I'll let you finish.
So yeah, some people really, 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 really don't believe in it. So for them, again, it is just a place of fun. And for, it can be interesting for people to be like, this is fucked up what you're doing. This is fucked up what you're doing. But that's all coming from a belief system that, that they don't share.
Yeah. I hear you on that belief system, but also in the same breath, like if I'm a I'm an atheist, I'm a plain white piece of paper, right? Like there's not, I don't believe in anything. I just, whatever's on this blank paper is me. If I'm introduced to a club, whether it be the Satan club, God forbid, whether it be any other like religious type of club, and I know for a fact in my head, I'm an atheist. I know for a fact that I don't believe in heaven, hell, God, whatever, angels, none of this. The more and more and more and more and more I start reading something, the more and more I may not even necessarily be interested, but something may pique my interest that will make me continue going, and my curiosity could turn into belief. Do you see what I'm saying? And I feel like, again, that's subjective. That's subjective to every individual human being, but there's more probability of that happening with the more people that come into this club.
Yes.
That's my standing point. And I, because like you said, I agree with you on the fact that they're saying every other religion is allowed to have a place of worship and a place to learn about the religion. And they want to do that for the Satan club, but there isn't, you can't like worship and blah, blah, blah. But the more and more and more and more you go, like you said, scriptures and ETC, the more and more you're gonna learn. And but, the more and more you might like, oh, this is interesting, let me dive into this. That is interesting, let me dive into that. Oh, one of my boys is an atheist. One of my boys doesn't believe in X, Y, and Z. Let me bring him along too. Let me see what he thinks. Let me see what she thinks. I feel like that, I feel the nature of this agreement is more so to cover the backs of like the district than to protect the school's identity or the kids' identity. Do you see what I'm saying? Because as kids, you're manipulative as fuck when you're young. Do you see where
I mean,
I'm coming from?
I see where you're coming from, but at the same time, again, I actually do agree with you. But at the same time, do you not think by that standpoint that you just said, you are then dictating what people should or shouldn't be allowed to learn. So I had a conversation with someone ages ago. I remember I spoke about him before, and they were a Muslim, and they didn't, when it came to learning about like, they didn't want their son learning about trans people or gay people.
Okay.
Because it goes against, they their think religion. The more you learn, the more you learn, the more you learn, okay. the more, exactly what you said, the more it's gonna pique his interest.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, and bearing in mind, this person thinks like being gay is a choice and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So the more you're gonna educate my son, the more you're gonna steer him away from our Islamic beliefs.
Okay.
So I don't want him exposed to that. Okay. And he was saying that the school was brainwashing him about like the LGBTQ community, all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to protect him from that. And my question to him was, who's doing the brainwashing?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're trying to stop him from exposure under the fear that he's gonna take an interest.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
valid point.
That both sides of the coin are brainwashing your own standpoint.
Yeah.
So again, what you're saying is here, like the more they learn, the more they learn, the more they learn, you're an atheist, but you're gonna pique interest. And my question is that like, yeah, but what's wrong with that? Mm. If you are a good human being and you can actually determine what's right and wrong, me reading a book about how Satan thinks you should burn down villages and all this kind of shit, if I am an atheist, I should know from the other 99% of the time of my life, as opposed to the 25 minutes a week that I'm spending in this Satan club, not to go down burning villages.
Yeah, but like I said, this is starting from a school perspective.
Yeah,
not, not as an 18, 20, 25, full-fledged human being that understands shit. If you're doing it from a secondary school, high school, whatever you want to call it, they're easily manipulated. And whoever, kids aren't running this class, my guy. There's an adult running the class. Do you see what I'm saying? So regardless of whatever you, whatever point you stand on, there's gonna be some form of influence that even if it just takes one person to influence a couple people.
So how is that different to hip hop, for example?
To hip hop?
Mm.
In terms of music influencing people
to kill or
shoot
like sell drugs or whatever?
I mean, this could be an endless conversation.
Yeah, I find it fascinating.
Don't get me wrong. I am truly locked in. And this is very, very good trash news because it's brought a lot of conversation. But it's also, I mean, I can't, there are lesser evils in this world. Let me just put it that way.
That's a good choice of words.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
You
got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod.
I don't think you can compare Satanism and hip hop in terms of going down a path. Do you see what I'm saying? In my personal opinion, I think it's easy for someone to be able to look up to an artist. Let's say Jay-Z, for example. We all know he used to sell drugs. We all know he's now a self-made billionaire. But that doesn't mean if you just listen to his old school stuff, that's the life you're gonna follow. Like, people transition, people change, and hip hop changes, music changes, they evolve. Whereas, as we know in our present day, religion doesn't evolve. Religion is always the same. It's always been the same from when we know whether you're Christian, Muslim, Sikh, Hindu, and clearly Satanism. Do you know what I mean? So there are things you're gonna teach people that will never change because they're scriptures, they're in the book, like you said.
Also, that's not true. Christianity has evolved massively. Gays can get married now in a church. Like,
again, subjective though. A lot of places don't, that's not a worldwide consensus.
I mean, the Pope said it.
And that doesn't make it worldwide, my bro.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't.
If the Pope said Christians are doing this, then that makes it worldwide. Regardless if some people in certain places decide not to do it, if the king of the religion says we're doing it, then it's worldwide.
I disagree, but okay.
Fair.
But this what are your other, do you have any more thoughts?
I don't think so.
Fair enough. Very good conversation.
It was a good conversation.
Very good conversation.
Let us
know what you think in the comments, guys.
I know what the thoughts in the comments are going to be, which is why I like to put an effort for the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
Because I find like a lot of the conversations we have, it's very easy to pander towards the obvious answer. The obvious answer is it's ridiculous to have a Satan club in a school. Yeah. That's outlandish. Yeah. So sometimes I do like to just like poke the bear a little bit and be like, let's think about this.
But yeah, I completely hear your side. So thank you for having that perspective. Yeah, great trash news, bro.
Lesser Evils was a bar, by the way. I really liked it. I don't know why. It just sounded good coming out of your mouth. Pause,
my guy.
Right.
Pause.
I've got a MasterChef update.
Ooh.
So I was ganging on about it the other week.
What are two names again? Robert, is it Robert?
Philippe and Flipping Lauren, yeah?
Lauren, yeah.
Bearing in mind, it's funny because I actually felt bad. So obviously, you know how last week I spoke about how black people always let me down on MasterChef?
Yeah.
That was like, I went on a rant for it first.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned Philippe and Lauren. Well, obviously I didn't know that Lauren actually listens to the show because she DM'd me yesterday.
Yeah.
And she put in a story yesterday about how she was shitting herself because I was going on a rant about how black chefs are so shit on MasterChef.
Well done, Lauren.
Yeah. But so last night, bearing in mind, so we're recording this now on Tuesday because it comes out like every day.
By the time
this comes out next Monday, it's not going to be current.
But as
of last night, Monday the 27th, the judging criteria was relentless.
Oh yeah.
Bro.
What did they have to do?
The man was savages. Mm. So, challenges. Okay, cool. So the two dishes were, the first one, so now we're into the final eight.
Mm-hmm.
We're into the final eight. So the first one, the first session, four of you go through,
mm-hmm.
four of you have to cook again,
mm-hmm.
and two of you are going home. So the end of
the four, they have to cook again, obviously.
Yeah. At the end of today, there's gonna be final six.
Makes sense.
We've got the final eight.
Fuck me if I'm cooking again.
Bro?
I'm pissed if I'm cooking
again. Bro.
Yeah.
So the challenge was salt and pepper. Emphasize salt and pepper.
Okay.
Bro?
Chips and wings
came. Yeah, bro. That's so not, first of all, that's not gonna cut it.
Yeah, that's so ebonic of me.
Ebonic!
Chips and wings, my guy.
Ebonic! Oh my God. So my guys, Philippe and Lauren have been killing it.
Yeah.
Bro, but when I say the judges weren't having it last night.
Really?
Bro, if you weren't bringing all the smoke.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
And when I say all the smoke, I want three different types of salt in this bitch. And I want to taste every one. And I want at least seven different types of pepper in this bitch. And I want to taste every one. And it better marry together. Damn. They weren't taking chances on these men.
Okay.
The way they were just gunning everyone.
Yeah.
About this is not good enough. This is not good enough. This is not. All the chefs will come back like rotted. So bear in mind,
individual.
They've come up. Not good enough. Not good enough. Nearly there. Not good enough. You're begging it. You're trying too hard. You're not trying hard enough. Everyone came back like raw, bro. This is tough.
Okay.
They're really, really not playing. Needless to say, both Lauren and both Philippe were in the bottom four. And they cooked their asses off.
What did they make?
Fuck if I can remember. Philippe made some egg ting, but like soft boiled egg. But like, when I say this ting was barely cooked. How he timed this, he cooked it in the shell. Mm. And when I say he cracked it and the ting like fell out, but it was like, so barely cooked.
Yeah.
I was thinking, how did you do that?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Mm. And he made like some carrots and some other shit and like a few different peppers. But it just, they liked it. Mm. It just wasn't good enough.
Okay.
It just was not good enough.
Okay.
Because the only people that got through to the top four were fucking perfect.
Mm.
The shit they cooked was perfect.
Did that that hench brother,
the Kyle?
I'm coming for everyone. Did he?
Bottom four.
Peak.
Kyle, bottom four.
Okay.
So in the bottom four, we had Kyle, Headhunter, Lauren, Roadman,
yeah.
Philippe,
yeah.
Dark Horse.
Yeah.
And then we had young Charlie. Okay. Charlie's 22. He's the youngest chef of the team. And I was like, Raw. Charlie's fucked.
22.
Yeah, he's 22, bro. Wow, well he's 22. Played. He's hard well still. He's hard, bro. And you can tell him in the bottom four, he was like, I'm not surviving this. Mm. Two of us are going home and I'm up against Lauren, Philippe and Kyle.
Yeah, it's long for me.
These men are dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're dogs.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
Until they said what the challenge was.
Okay.
Fuck. They said, invention test, make us a plant-based dish. Mm. Charlie's the only fucking vegan out of the four. I was livid.
Damn, so you know one of the brothers
yeah,
are going.
Fam?
You know one of the brothers are
oh,
going.
I was livid. And I was yeah. like, Charlie, he's up against it because these men are warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
These men can fucking cook.
Yeah, but still, this is my niche.
This is his bag. Mm, mm. So you see the relief that when they said plant-based dish, I was like, this is a coup, bro.
Yeah, facts.
What is this?
Facts. They knew his niche anyway.
Yeah, and we the blacks love meat.
Yeah.
That's
on God.
That's what we love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How can you do this to us?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, Kyle, a few rounds ago, made a plant-based dish for fun. Slapped.
Yeah.
Slapped.
Not even in like a round thing, he just did it?
He just did it.
Oh.
Some like pan-roasted celeriac. He said it tastes like steak. That's how good it was.
Bro.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh my
and I
God.
Was like, we're all going out today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Charlie and Kyle got this pad. And even Monica, one of the judges, was like, if Kyle whips up something like that celeriac again, I promise you he's going through.
Yeah.
She said, I don't give a fuck what the rest of them make. If he makes that celeriac again, Donnie's going through.
Okay.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God, not my boys.
Yeah, not my boys. Lauren and Philippe are gone. Yeah. They just had a chance, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, the odds of both of them going through are slim to none.
Yeah.
Lauren was sweating. Philippe, I'm not gonna lie to him, he's cool as a cucumber always.
Mm.
And he's always like, it sounds interesting. I don't know, okay. but it sounds interesting, so I cook it.
Okay.
So anyway, we got down to it.
Yeah.
First of all, Philippe bottled it.
What do you make?
So the thing, let me give you some backstory. So for some context, Philippe just fucks around and finds out.
Mm. Okay. He likes to mix and match.
He likes to mix and match and he's here to learn as much about himself as a chef as he is to win the trophy.
Okay.
All he wants to do is just figure out how good of a cook he is.
It's experience for him.
Fam, it's an experience for him.
Fair. So and not fair at the same time.
Yeah, it's fair and not fair because someone needs to be in his ear like, wake up!
Yeah, fam, you're doing this for
it's
us.
It's a competition!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up!
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh my God. Mm. So anyway, this motherfucker made asparagus, white asparagus with a tahini sauce or like a tahini glaze, along with cassava chips.
Mm-hmm.
Not chips, cassava crisps, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
No, chips, it was chips. I don't know why I said crisps. Sorry, cassava chips, white asparagus with a tahini glaze, and two different types of sauce. Like a tomato-based spicy sauce and like some other kind of puree thing.
Okay.
Can't remember, some green shit. It just wasn't a complete dish.
Mm. Okay.
Asparagus and fucking cassava chips.
Yeah, with some dips.
With some dips.
Mm.
It was like a very loose appetizer.
Yeah. Okay.
But he was happy with it.
Okay.
He brought it up to the table. Marcus tasted it and was like, I'm not going to lie to you. Asparagus.
Mm.
Leng.
Okay.
Cassava chips. Leng, bro. The sauces. Leng.
But they're just.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah. Mm. There's no mesh.
Yeah, this is
no
final
cohesion.
Six we're fighting
yeah,
for.
Yeah, there's no
what's
cohesion,
this?
Yeah.
Greg said the same thing. Mm. He was like, you can't give me two different things with three different sauces and expect me to put you through.
Yeah.
Philippe was like, sorry. Monica was like, I'm not gonna lie to you. If I put my Philippe hat on, the asparagus tasted the tastiest shit I've had.
Mm.
The cassava chips, tastiest shit I've had.
Mm.
The sauces, all of them are leng. So I can't tell this man he's done something wrong when he hasn't.
Yeah.
This is banging.
Mm.
I see where you man are coming from because bullshit. Like what? Yeah, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah.
But everything on this plate is leng.
Mm.
Every single time this man has not made a butter's piece of food.
Mm.
It's jarring me.
I want to taste his food.
Fam!
I want to taste his food.
Fam?
Mm.
He can't make a butter's. He hasn't ever bought us anything butter's.
Okay. Let's shift in.
So they were like, so the feedback was, it's leng, but we need more from you. Carl came up, gave some mushroom soup type thing with like a grilled cheese sandwich on the side.
Okay.
shit was overseasoned as fuck, but they said it was Leng. Marcus was like, this is banging.
How do you know it was overseasoned then?
The rest of them said.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So Marcus tasted it, it said, this is fucking banging.
Okay.
By the way. And also,
yeah,
this is a bit of fuckery.
Okay.
This is a bit of fuckery when it comes to this fucking show, yeah?
Yeah.
Marcus, Kyle made this fucking soup.
Yeah.
This mushroom soup. Mm. These bitches came up to him when he was still cooking.
Yeah.
And said, what are you making? He said, I'm making this mushroom soup thing. Marcus was like, are you making anything else? Mm-hmm. Kyle was like, nah, just the soup.
Mm.
Marcus said, but I'm not gonna lie to you. We've warned you before about not trying hard enough.
Mm. Now's the time.
Now's the time to try hard. Mm. I'm gonna ask you again, you making anything else? And brother was like, I'm gonna make something else.
Mm.
My boy Philippe
said
he's making asparagus and cassava fucking chips.
Oh yeah.
And nothing else. These motherfuckers didn't say, you gonna make anything else? Because it's looking a bit bare. They didn't say that to him. But when he's putting plate on the fucking pass now, we wanna talk about where's the rest.
I hear that.
I'm not here for it, bro.
I hear that.
That pissed me the fuck off.
I hear that completely. Okay.
And he said, Carl didn't make it through either. Yeah. Carl didn't make it through either.
Okay.
They said that shit. The other two judges said that bitch is salty. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, fair, fair. Charlie came through. Magnifique.
What did he make?
He made two different types of, he made like a roasted mushroom. It's called Hen of the Woods. It's like thick. I just spat all over you.
It wasn't, I saw it.
Yeah, you saw it.
It didn't touch me. It was like a Febreze spray.
I confirmed it because I was going like this. Yeah. I was going like this and I felt it.
Yeah, it was fully Febreze.
Yeah, it was that. Wow.
Yeah.
Jokes. I literally watched it. I was like, rah. Anyway, Charlie made some Hen of the Woods pan roasted ting. It looked meaty. Then he made some other mushroom ting. And I can't remember what else the fuck he made because I was just pissed off. But he also made like a jus, which they were like, this is too Leng.
Okay.
It's too banging. And you could just see the relief. And he was like, I'm through.
Okay.
I'm through.
Yeah.
Lauren came up with some curry, some like chickpea curry thing with, she bagged it still. She tried to do it like tandoori style mushrooms. So she had these fat like oyster mushrooms, put like the yogurt and the curry and all that shit on it and blow torch that bitch. So it looked like it was in like a stone oven.
Okay.
Made it look meaty as fuck.
Okay.
So, but it was orange from like the seasoning and the yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
The chickpea thing was orange. Curry, the curry sauce was orange with the chickpeas in it. And she also did like a carrot spiral thing on top.
Mm-hmm.
That whole bitch was orange.
Orange, okay.
And then she chose like an orange tinted plate.
Oh.
So as soon as she put it on the ting, Greg was like, this is the yuckiest thing I've seen. Yeah. The presentation is off.
Yeah.
It's butters. Mm. Do better.
Yeah.
But no, they didn't even taste this bitch yet.
Mm.
I can smell that Febreze from here.
It's really good.
So I was like, oh, it's charged. As soon as they said that, I was like, they've not even tasted it in the customer. It's charged, bro. I'm not gonna lie, they all tasted it and said, it's fucking yummy.
Okay.
It's fucking yummy.
Okay.
Presentation aside, it's fucking yummy. They went back and deliberated. Philippe and Carl went home still. So my girl Lauren's still in it.
Yeah.
But I'm gutted about Philippe.
He sounded like the inventive guy.
He has talent.
Yeah.
He has talent.
Damn.
He's a private chef as well.
Okay. Wait, is he based in the UK or is he based in France?
He's based in London.
Okay.
So I'm saying, Philippe, if you're listening you're looking for a change of pace,
I'm going to have to shout him.
My yard is open.
Yeah.
My yard is open. But after this, he's charging.
Yeah.
He's charging.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, peak.
But he cooked his ass off.
Mm.
I have to give him a round of applause because he cooked his fucking ass off.
Fair play.
And he deserved everything. But the problem, I'm not going to lie to you, the rounds are getting heated.
Fair play.
I'm praying for Lauren. But I'm just going to say, there's some killers in the top four.
I was going to say the top four.
In the top four, bro. So now we're in the top six.
Mm.
Charlie. I want the best for him, young Charlie.
Mm.
But his days are numbered.
Yeah.
He can't compete at this level.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it.
Yeah,
bro,
yeah,
I'm just calling it as I see it.
Yeah,
can't compete at this level.
He was lucky that it was a vegan challenge.
If it wasn't a vegan challenge, I promise you he'd be at his yard right now.
Yeah.
He'd be at his yard right now if it wasn't a vegan challenge.
Yeah.
But that's fine because he's 22.
Mm.
There's another brother in there called Tom, one ginger you, who's 24. that motherfucker is a generational talent.
Oh yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
This nigga's once in a generation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He made a tart thing yesterday in the salt and pepper, bitch.
Yeah.
He tried to vacuum seal a glass bowl. He said he does it at work all the time. That bitch exploded.
Oh.
All his chocolate mixed with the tart.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Oh.
He had like 10 minutes left. And then like, he was panicked. Mm. Usually when this stuff happens, charged.
Yeah.
Oh, it's charged, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's done for you. It's your game done.
Yeah.
I was rooting for him as well.
Yeah.
I was this long. He fixed it. He made a new chocolate batch, just as sexy as the first one.
Mm.
Served it. They said, this is a triumph. Nice. Can't hate. So Tom, yeah. He's Suicide Squad level.
Yeah.
Tom Suicide Squad level. Lauren, yeah, she's a fighter.
Yeah.
To be fair, she can hang with the big boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, she can hang.
Yeah.
There's another chick in there called Kasey, one Australian thing.
Mm.
Hmm. Takes a piss.
Chef.
Tell you why she pisses me off.
Yeah.
She takes L after L after L.
Mm.
And when the judges have had enough of her bullshit,
yeah,
and that, and everyone's like, Kasey's going yard today.
Mm.
Because they've just had enough of her fuck-ups.
Yeah.
She produces something they can't believe.
Yeah.
She made some lemon fucking ice cream sandwich looking thing the other day.
Mm.
I said, raw!
Yeah, like,
they said, this is the perfect thing.
Yeah, who's cooking this? Some ratatouille.
Bro!
Yeah.
Lift up your hat.
Yeah.
I know there's a magic animal under there pulling hair because this is crazy.
Yeah.
Every time they're on their last legs with her, she produces something phenomenal.
Mm.
There was one thing yesterday. She made some gorgonzola ting, her salt and pepper ting, some gorgonzola ting. Marcus said, I fucking hate gorgonzola. She was like, she looked like she was gonna cry.
Mm.
He said, I fucking hate it. This is the sexiest dish I've had today. That's saying something. Go stand over there.
Ah! I'm screaming! Woo! That's saying something. Go stand over there with the winners.
Yeah.
Woo!
With the winners is right, bro. Kasey takes a piss.
Oh, that would give me goosebumps.
Yeah. I would beat my chest in there. Bro, she was gassed.
Woo!
Yeah. Fam? So, once in a generation Tom.
Yeah.
Golden Boot Tom. We've got Kasey,
yeah,
who just pulls it out of her ass whenever she needs to. She's clutch.
Mm.
Clutch Kasey. Now we've got Lauren in there. She's a dog.
Mm.
She's a fighter. Right, yeah, pull them up because I'm going to forget who else is in there. We've got Charlie in there. My young vegan scrapper, but he's just going to struggle. Okay, that's Charlie. Charlie, yeah, 22, bro, Cornwall. Bro, I don't think he can hang.
Mm.
I'm not going to lie to you. He's doing his absolute best,
yeah,
but I don't think he can hang.
Yeah.
So he's in the top six now. We've got Charlie. Yeah. Down. She's gone. He was gone quick. He's gone.
My Nigerian brother, Ola.
He's exactly the type of guy I was talking about.
Oh.
James is a motherfucker as well. So he's in the top six.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's another one.
Yeah.
Taking L after L after L. He couldn't make a cohesive plate.
Mm.
He couldn't do it, bro. Mm. Round after round after round, his cooking was up.
Mm.
But every time they were like, why are you putting this with this with this?
Oh, okay.
Every single time, James, I'm sick of it now.
Yeah.
But
the individual elements.
Individual
of the dish.
Elements are amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of this bullshit.
Okay.
You're doing too much.
Okay.
Make it work.
Yep.
The last two rounds, he's made it work.
Say less.
Gang for him.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got him, Charlie. She's gone. Mm-hmm. She was a trooper at the start.
Yeah.
But then it all fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. The moment was too big for her.
Say less.
She had like three terrible rounds in a row.
Oh.
Lauren. Okay, so now we've got Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I'm rooting for her.
Mm.
But yeah, she's really going to have to fight to stay in this.
Yeah.
She's really, really going to have to fight to stay in this.
Okay.
But she never fucks up. So her consistency might see her through.
Okay.
All right, cool. And then he's gone.
Joaquin, you know.
She's gone. Philippe, man. There's my bro, the Black Arthur. yeah. He's gone, man. Yeah. I'm rooting for him, though. Real guy. All right, keep going. She's gone. He's gone. He was useless. He's gone. He thought he came in with this Dan Breda. He came in with confidence.
Yeah.
Misguided confidence.
Oh.
Misguided confidence. Damn. Keep going. She's gone. Oh, Kasei. Right. This is her. This is the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck up after fuck up after fuck up. And then bang.
Yeah.
Fuck up, fuck up, fuck up. Bang.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Limoncello sandwich, bitch. Yeah, she's... Bitch is rude. Sorry. she's banging. She's in the top six.
Yeah.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. He's gone. Kyle, yeah, he's the youth that looks like he kidnaps people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's gone. She went immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's only been a chef for like 2 years. Okay. I don't know who let her in. She wasn't ready for it.
Okay.
She just wasn't ready for it. I hope she comes back in a few years because she really, really wasn't ready for it.
Okay.
Keep going. Gone. Gone. Ah, my boy. This is generational talent.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My boy Tom doesn't play. All right, so final six, we have Kasei, Tom, Lauren, Charlie, James. Yeah, Tommy. Mm. He's in the top six as well.
Okay.
Yeah, he was fighting for his life. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think he had it in him.
Mm.
He had a couple bad rounds, but yesterday he really pulled it out of his ass.
Okay.
So I think Lauren can smack him.
Yeah.
And Lauren can smack Charlie as well.
Okay.
If Kasei is having a bad day, gone.
Yeah.
Okay, I think top three is going to be Kasei, Lauren, and Tom.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, maybe James. Actually, I fucking forgot about James.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. James is
He's a beast.
Yeah, he really is. Top three, James. Oh, that's really fucked the tables a little bit. I forgot about him. James, Tom, and Lauren if she's lucky.
Yeah. And if she's not?
But I'm tossing between Kasei and Lauren.
Okay.
Obviously, I want it for Lauren more.
Yeah.
But
Kasei,
when she's up.
Cool.
When she's up, it looks effortless.
Yeah.
When she's that's what scares me about her.
Yeah.
When she's up, it looks effortless.
Okay.
So yeah. Good luck, Lauren.
Long story short. Yeah.
She low-key needs a miracle.
Okay. Say that.
I think Tom's gonna win.
Mm.
He's serious. 24. Yeah. He's serious. Both his mum and dad are chefs as well.
Ah, it's long.
Yeah,
it's long.
I'm told you, he's a generational talent.
Yeah, it's long. Okay, say that. That's a ginger, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's long.
I think if he doesn't win, I'll be very surprised.
Okay, fair.
But anyway, yeah, it's been a good few days.
I can see that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. All right, gang. Yellow Jackets, well, go on.
Yeah, bro. So with a lot of the shows that I've been watching recently, or I have recommended recently on this show, outside of the show, whatever, the first couple of eps, hard hitters. And then obviously, as per most, it kind of like dwindles down or whatever. This show didn't do that much, but I finished season one, I'm on season two now. When I say to you, season one, episode 9 took a Bollywood twist.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat saying, who's written this? I
swear.
Because this went from zero to 100 in the space of seconds, bro. It was... I couldn't believe what I was watching. I had to IMDb it to see what rating it got.
Oh!
That's where I was at. And it was on the top two.
Damn!
The top two of the whole show.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, bro. And that was the penultimate episode of season one. And I was like, this is a really, really, really good episode. They could have, in my opinion, they could have done it a bit more early because remember I said to you in season one, or when I first spoke about this last week, rather, they're on an island, blah, blah, and they start eating shit.
Mm.
You just see in like the trailer and in the beginning of episode one, people eating people and you don't know who the people are that they're doing it. You don't see that in season one, my bro.
Mm.
You still don't see that in season one. So I was thinking, where's it going? But in episode 9, my bro, when I say this bitch takes a twist, I told you, man, about Misty.
Mm.
She's a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
So what she did was she didn't poison the food. So obviously they're on an island, right? They're trying to survive.
This is not a spoiler, is it? Is it sounding mad spoilerish? Okay. I want to watch it.
You do want to actually watch it?
Yeah, I want to watch it.
I can't. Because when I say you won't expect the scenes to go the way they go.
All right. Okay. I know how...
Fuck,
hard
man.
Your dick is to tell us about this. So what I'm going to do is I'll promise I'm going to try and catch up this week.
Okay.
I'll start it. Are these men doing free trials? Because I can't pay for another streaming service.
We've got Paramount Plus.
Oh, have we?
It's Paramount Plus.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure we've got it.
All right, gang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have Paramount Plus, so it shouldn't be an issue, bro. But yeah, I remember you pulled this up last week. Elijah Wood is in season two. But yeah, Young Misty, crazy. And just, I thought the reason why they start to act the way they act is because of what I saw in episode 9. And they've not referenced it again. So I don't know if that's the case. But when I say to you, bro, episode 9 took a twist that made the whole season 1 fantastic.
Damn, okay. Okay.
And I've just not been locked in like that in a minute.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. I'll watch it this week. I really, really will. I really,
you know
really
exactly
will.
What I'm talking about.
Okay,
as well.
bet. Someone DM'd me yesterday.
Yeah.
And was like, if you haven't started Yellow Jackets, like, stand the fuck up. The plot twist you won't believe. Yeah. All right, bet.
The plot twist?
Okay.
Woo! Yeah, it's good, man. It's
like, I can tell you wanna share, so it's let me good. Let me give it this week.
Yeah.
And then if I haven't caught up by it, is it, how long are the episodes?
Some are an hour, some are like 40.
It's gonna be a struggle, but I'll try my best.
I would say my favorite character is Shauna. You would see as and when you watch it, like mm-hmm. the development is bonkers.
Okay.
Older Shauna, not younger Shauna. And my second favorites are both Misty's, young and old.
Okay. Calm.
Sick.
All right, bet. I'm here for
sick.
It.
Sick. Good show. Really good show.
Sick, 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 sick.
Undercover OG. What's her name? Lottie, but I don't know if that's what they call her on here. Mm. Young Lottie.
Teen Lottie, yeah.
Ooh, Teen Lottie.
So.
Undercover OG.
All right,
and you'll see why.
Okay, say less. Okay, cool. We've got some tweets of the week, yeah?
Let's. A tweet from a guy. Men like flowers too. Reply. Only flowers I like are her two lips.
Come on.
Wordplay.
Pensmith. Mm. All right, say less. Five Guys doing some serious damage to my guts right now.
Oh.
Reply. Six when I get there. Reply. What? Mad. Six when I get
you
there.
Set yourself up for that, but what?
Bro.
Brave reply.
Yeah.
Brave reply.
Yeah.
On an open platform.
Fam. That made me want to delete my account.
Oh, brave
I'll
reply.
I'll be terrified.
Brave reply.
Y'all ever been to a black-owned water park? Reply. I happen to be in possession of one. Reply from a brer. Young lady. Young lady. Bro, I happen to be in possession of one. A black-owned water park. That made me send a DM.
Wow.
Yeah, that made me send a DM.
Wow, I happen to be in possession of one.
I said, young lady.
Say less.
Mm.
Wow, I haven't seen you in high school. Response, just put the fries in the damn bag, nigga.
Wow, damn. Gen Z as lawyers.
Okay.
Your Honor, that's cap. Make it make sense. It's the objection for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lie, but go off. Your Honor, my client is an Aries.
Oh.
Dumb. Child? Okay, but did I ask? I've got all the receipts, Your Honor. Man said, and that's on false allegations.
Wow, bro, jokes. They should make that into a show or something.
Facts, 100%.
That'd be hilarious. Can you swim? He'll reply. In money, yes. In water, no.
Bro, okay.
And in reply to that, tell me you're an Igbo woman without telling me you're Igbo.
That's jokes. Funny. Man said, yo, the train stopped at Longwood Avenue and this nigga said pause over the intercom.
I had that one in my deck. Facts.
Wow, that's funny.
Oh.
Now stopping at Longwood Avenue. Pause.
Are so fat, I got to manually spread my cheeks to fart.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Wow.
I got to manually spread my cheeks to fart.
That's crazy. It just gets trapped. Now your guts will take a beating.
Oh, fact.
You'll take it.
Bubble. That shit would
there's no way I'm trying to force out a fart and my cheeks say no. Oh, I'll be in agony. Mm. This thing says, a freaky 7 is hotter than a 10 who only does missionary. Change my mind. Reply, I don't know, man. I usually wait till they're 18, but you do you.
Oh, dark.
That's dark.
Dark.
That's dark.
I wasn't expecting
Yeah, it's dark.
Strong dark
humor. It's dark.
Strong dark humor. The man who swapped the vowels in his name with an X. Crazy. Crazy.
Go, 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 go.
The man who swapped the vowels in his name with an X for his Insta username is not going to provide for you.
It's dread because it's facts, but also it's literally our name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's literally the name of the show is that.
Yeah, facts.
But that is facts.
He's not going to provide for you. All right, I got one more.
All right, bet.
Imagine getting jumped by junkies and one of them yell, wrap the belt around his arm.
Oh my God.
Wrap the belt around his arm.
Nah, that's the scariest thing.
Family.
I'd prefer murder. That's the scariest thing.
So when you were talking about the heroin thing and pick your poison, £3 a month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
That's what came to mind. That's what came to mind.
These men are trying to get me hooked in that doja.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I'll say do anything else.
Wrap the belt around his arm, my bro.
What? Okay, cool.
Rem, stop.
What would you rather?
Yeah.
He said, so you hear that, wrap the belt around his arm. Obviously you panic. And you scramble,
scramble,
and say, please don't, please don't, please don't. Yeah. That, and he stops you and said, all right, bet.
Mm.
It's the belt or this dick, which one's it gonna be?
It had to be.
Yeah, obviously, for me, it had to be.
For me? If I'm being completely honest, I think I would die from heroin. Like, I think one shot would kill me. I know my tolerance. I know
you have a reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I genuinely think my body would genuinely overreact and I'll die. But I can't take the wood. That's on God. Is it front or back?
Throat or
yeah.
Go?
Or A?
Yeah.
Throat or go?
Either or.
Is it dealer's choice?
Yeah. He just says, take it. Yeah, how you take it is up to you, but you better fucking take it.
To completion?
Mm.
I think I'd have to go for a heroin.
Swear, you'd rather die?
Yeah. I'd pray I won't die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think my ego wouldn't allow me to see the next day if I got throated or goated.
Fair.
Do you know what I mean?
Would you still feel the same? And he says, okay, take the heroin. Bear in mind, you can change your mind at any time. Until obviously the thing is in your arm.
Okay.
You can change your mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now you've said, all right, fuck it, give me the belt.
Mm-hmm.
He takes the belt.
And I'm watching
him. He bites it, yeah. You see him bite it. You see that vein pop and you see him slap it like that. And then you can see this rusty spoon that these men heat up for you, suck the needle in there, and there's bubbles in that bitch. So they're not even, they're reckless with it.
Yeah,
they're not even gonna push the air out.
Yeah,
they're not doing none of this. They drape the rusty needle, suck it from that spoon.
I'm gonna put air in my veins.
And then, yeah.
I'd die. I'd so die before the heroin kicks
in. Yeah, yeah. So as it's creeching up to that vein, and you can see it about to thing, and the Donnie's shaking as he does it, because he's waiting for his next fix.
Yeah.
He can't wait for you to be done. You still saying, yeah, give me that douche?
I'd bite my tongue and bleed out. I'd just bite my tongue.
You'll love to make up your own scenarios. Yeah. Every single time to avoid taking cock, you always find a loophole every week.
Taking cock
every time,
yeah,
there's a way out for you.
Because I would still take the heroin, bro.
So
yeah, but I would plead with him, like, just get the air out, just please. If you want me to do it, let me flick some. Pause. To get the air out, because I can't have that trapped in me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about you?
I'll probably take the heroin.
Yeah.
But I'd be really, like, really scared.
Oh, yeah. Fact. I won't be happy with any choice.
I'm terrified of needles, period.
Yeah.
So I'd be really fucking scared.
Mm.
But I would have to take the heroin.
Yeah, facts.
I'd have to. But I, like, the fear is, you know the fear that you get when you're going up a roller coaster?
Yeah.
As tick, tick, tick. Yep. It would be that as if the roller coaster's going into space.
Mm.
Like, I can't believe this thing's still ticking.
Bro, that's how I felt when we were in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
On the, was it the second ride?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I felt
this
too.
This bitch is going up for ages.
That's how I felt.
Oh, I didn't want to voice it.
Yeah.
But fuck me, yeah, that bitch was going up.
Yeah, we went to Six Flags. The last roller coaster we went on, wow. It looked like a humble thing.
Yeah.
It looked like a really humble Chessington World of Adventures type bitch.
Yeah.
When we were on it, it would not stop clicking.
Oh my God.
No one said anything, but I was like, rah.
And the speed of this bitch?
Yeah.
The G-force?
Yeah, it wasn't one of these drones either.
Yeah.
It was one of these bars.
It was a standee-esque type thing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That kept clicking.
Yeah, roller coaster.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Wow.
But yeah, heroin for sure.
Yeah?
Heroin for sure, yeah.
Peng. Okay, guys. Well, that's today's episode.
Yes,
again, get your tickets for our show at the
Facts.
O2, the biggest you've ever had. Get
Facts.
Them immediately. It's literally not even a joke anymore.
It isn't.
Link's in the bio.
It is.
Jump on. And yeah, we'll see you there. Love.
Gang, yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.